Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Luke Clausen. And folks, if you don't hear the name Luke Clausen or don't know the name Luke Clausen, I can guarantee you, you will now, because he just won the FLW Championship and over $500,000 in a great tournament down in Birmingham. And Luke, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Terry?
I am doing fantastic, but you're doing much better than I, because that $500,000 has been put to good use, I'm sure.
It's put in the bank right now, and I think it's going to stay there for a while, I hope.
Well, you got Uncle Sam trying to get a little bit of that, I'm sure. But, you know, what a great event. You know, you came through the event, and it's in a like an NCAA format, and you really have to really prepare and plan how you're going to fish each day. And I'm sure that was a challenge for you, but you came up and rose to the challenge.
Really, it was kind of a scary deal. I was actually liked the format coming into the tournament, and by the end of practice, I was a little bit nervous about it. I felt like I could do pretty well in the tournament. And after the first day, I was leading, and the guy I was paired against was in second. And the opening round is 2 days versus the third and fourth round, which are one day of competition. So obviously the second day was a little fearful that I was going to be eliminated, being that I was in first and that my challenger was in second.
Well, and you look at the weights you had. You know, this wasn't your first and second place weights that you had were both real good weights, so you felt like that maybe your competitor that was fishing against you could also come up with a big bag the second day, so you had to really go out and stroke them.
Right, and as close as we were, it was like starting over again. It was like a one-day competition starting the second day. And obviously, he knew what he was doing. He was going to be able to have the opportunities to catch him again, most likely, and I needed to do the same.
Well, you went out there and was able to defeat, I think that was Shad Schenck, and you went out and were able to beat him, and then you kind of just put together the rest of the tournament. Actually, and it doesn't happen all the time, but in this particular event, the guy with the most weight won the tournament, and that's really a neat testimony to the new format with that NCAA format.
Yeah, it worked out really. I mean, nobody could say there was an unfair advantage with the format by any means, but I was the first one to be complaining about it. By the time the last day rolled around, and I was, 8 pounds in the lead or something. Obviously, I wish it was a cumulative weight tournament, but the end result didn't change.
No, it certainly didn't. And now, if you look back at that thing, I mean, it was a very, very tough bite. A lot of very, very small fish. I mean, if you're at the weigh-in, you notice that a lot of those 12-inch spotted bass were weighed in. And I guess they're pretty good fighters, though.
Yeah, the spots there are just incredibly mean. And really, there's more big spots there than I've caught anywhere in the country. I've never fished for 5 or 6 days like I had there and caught as many 3 to 4 pound spotted bass.
Well, let's kind of go through your pattern. You talk about a week of fishing and what that does and what that does to your psyche, but let's kind of go through your pattern, what you were throwing, kind of let the folks know exactly what happened and how you progressed through the week.
Yeah, I guess I started pre-fish largemouth fishing upriver, and I was able to catch a lot of fish, as were a lot of other guys. There was a lot of company up there, but I thought 10 pounds would be a pretty decent bag from up there the first few days of practice that I spent up there, and I ended up going downriver and fishing down by the dam from the launch to the dam, where the water's a lot deeper than upriver and a lot clearer, but there's less current. In the first day of practice I had down there, I probably had a 17 to 18 pound bag of spots. And obviously, I was hooked with that part of the lake at that point, and I practiced a couple more days down there, and the next couple days were about the same. The biggest problem I saw was it was really random. I'd fish all day, and I'd catch little fish all day throughout the day, but I'd only get 4 or 5 good bites, maybe 6 good bites all day. And a couple of those days of practice, I was unfortunate, and I'd lose fish or break them off inside those docks. I was catching them back in the docks during the middle of the day, in large part. And I knew it was going to be a challenge to get 4 or 5 good bites during the tournament. The way I actually figured out to catch them was 6 and 8 pound Sunline fluorocarbon with a 8th and 16th ounce little ball head jig with a prototype Reaction Innovations finesse worm. And I was skipping it way back up under the docks when I got sunny. I had about an hour window in the morning when I could fish the shallow portions of the dock, and I'd go fairly fast and just throw at the inside pilings, and you'd catch some aggressive fish that were in shallow. But after that, you really had to slow down and just weed through the docks, and there were real key docks for me that I kept visiting, and you'd get a fish that would turn on, and I really believe there were schools of fish on a lot of those docks, because I'd have multiple fish follow them up sometimes when I catch one, but most of the time I could not catch more than one.
Well, talk about spinning gear, too. I mean, it's got to be critical when you're fishing docks, but, out west, you guys are kind of born with a spinning rod in your hand, and that had to play into the equation as well.
Well, a western advantage was huge here for me, just because fishing was tough. The fish weren't really grouped up, and there was a lot of pressure on them. All the same things we deal with out west pretty much all year long. Most lakes out there, you don't have as many fish as there are in these lakes on this side of the country. They're definitely harder to catch because they get more pressure. The lakes are smaller. And those things with the spinning rods, the light line, all those things helped me. And I was comfortable fishing for those few bites throughout the day with that finesse stuff and felt comfortable landing because those are risks you take out west.
Well, you know, you had a real scare with a splinter, and you might kind of convey that story if you would.
I wish that was the only story like that. It was a pretty stressful tournament for me because I had anywhere from one to three fish a day that would get me bound up in the middle of these docks, and they had a lot of cross members. It was just a jungle of cross members in these big platform docks I was fishing. And I had multiple fish pretty much every day of the tournament. They would get tangled up in there, and I think I broke off four fish during the tournament back inside those docks, but that was really the only way I could get bit.
Well, you think about it, you know, and a lot of guys do not make those casts. Now, the pros, of course, you know, they know where the fish live, and they're going to go out there and do that. But, you know, you go to a lot of lakes and reservoirs, and guys won't make that cast because of that very problem. They're afraid they're going to break them off.
Right, and there was guys, you know, fishing the same docks as me. I spent a lot of time around several other competitors during the tournament, but everybody was using heavier line and bigger equipment and just weren't getting the bites that I was.
Well, it's a real testament to light line capability. And as you look at, you know, now you've got this $500,000 and the press associated with it. And, you know, FLW does a great job of making sure everybody knows that you've done that. You know, in a way of sponsorship and some of those kind of things, you know, you're 26 years old, not very old at all for a pro angler to win an event like this. And now, you know, you're going to go out there, and I'm sure people are going to know that name, Luke Clausen, pretty well, because you're probably going to get some sponsorship opportunities.
Yeah, really, I've had a lot of opportunities already. It's opened a lot of doors for me, and I hope there's a lot more to come. And to be honest with you, that's more exciting than the $500,000, the opportunities I'm going to get from this to solidify myself as a professional fisherman, you know, to have the opportunities to get the sponsors to make more money. That's more of a stable income than going out there trying to catch a bass for a check.
Well, you're not a fly-by-night guy. You've been to the Bassmaster Classic. You know, your rookie year, you went to the Bassmaster Classic, and, you know, one of the guys from out west that made it. And, you know, you got to feel pretty good about, so far, only 26 years old again, you know, where you're at. I mean, you're getting to the championships, and if you get the chance to make the championship, you got a chance to win one.
Yeah, you know, I really felt like I've been struggling. I fished the BASS last year and FLW and BASS both this year, and I felt like it's a struggle the whole time I fished through them. I guess last year I had a couple top 10s or top 5s in BASS, and of course this, I have some good tournaments, but I'm really not real stable with my finishes. You know, they're all over the board, and I think as I fish these waters a lot more, I'll learn a lot more about them and be more confident fishing.
Well, you know, I guess one question that comes to mind, you know, Takahiro Omori, you know, he's talked about the pressures. You know, you win the Bassmaster Classic, and the pressures now associated with all the appearances and some of that kind of stuff. How do you regulate that? How do you, you know when there's enough appearances and when, you know, you really need to be on the water?
Well, I guess, you know, you're going to know by the time next year rolls around. We have a big period of time here from now till the beginning of the year when we really have to start fishing tournaments again. We're going to get a lot of that stuff taken care of, get things to settle down a little bit. And when it comes next year, I guess you're going to have to decide what's more important for you as, you know, me or Takahiro, to be at an appearance or to be out practicing.
Well, if you look at, you know, you look back a little bit on your career and you know, you're at a position right now where you're at the pinnacle, and now you've got to go out and perform again. And you know, you really have to make those sponsors that stick their neck out. You have to keep them happy, but really you have to perform on the water as well.
Yeah, really. This is just a stepping stone for me. You know, I don't look at it being on the top or anything. Obviously, this is my first major tournament win, and I couldn't have picked a better tournament to win if I had a choice. But there's a lot of work I have to do to, you know, be where I want to be as a professional fisherman.
Well, now I know you're a hometown hero, Spokane, Washington, clear out on the other side of the world to most people. And you know, a lot of people maybe don't know the bass fishing deal out there. You know, it's a lot of salmon fishing, but I'm sure you're going to bring a big-name bass fisherman that's going to go back to Spokane pretty quick.
Yeah, Spokane really is unnoted, I guess, for its bass fishing. Everybody says, are there even bass back there? Is a pretty common question I get. It's really actually a pretty phenomenal bass fishery. It's as good as any of the lakes around here, and it reminds me a lot of lakes like Champlain, other northern lakes in the northeast, a lot of the areas up there. There's really good bass fishing, and there's a lot more bass fishermen than people recognize also.
Well, you know, Luke, I've known you a lot of years, and when you watch a guy that carries himself the way you do, and with the tournament skills that you have, I think the future is very, very bright for you. And I wish you the best of luck here coming up. You know, get those sponsors coming in and win another one down the road.
Oh, I appreciate it, Terry. Hopefully it doesn't take too long.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.